It was a hand-dug well, and they'd have it cleaned out about every, get somebody to go down in it and draw the water out and clean it out about every year. Mm-hmm. And that, the well then finally had a bored well, what we call a bored well, that was dug with a well digger, of course, they called them bored wells back at that time, and had one dug right close to the house there and put in a Delco system to have lighting system.
What kind of outbuildings did you have?
We had, as I spoke about this out, one outbuilding there in the edge of the yard, and then the smokehouse, and then we, on our farm, all together there at home, let's see, there's about five of, my daddy had about 1,400 acres.
Uh-huh.
And there's about five barns, and let's see, seven dwelling houses, well, everyone, no. There's six barns, seven, rent, ten houses on the farm.
Uh-huh. Now, how is the barn set up? Just want to say one of the big barns. How is that? What was that like inside?
Well, the barn there we used it, the main barn there at the house was, it was about 70 feet long and about 50 feet wide, and had a big 14-foot shed on each side of it.
Mm-hmm.
To run cattle and mm-hmm. colts, horses in. And then they had cribs to take care of the corn that growed on the farm. There's a crib at each one of the barns, and there at the main barn there's three cribs there at the main barn.
Where'd you keep the other kind of grain, the oats and things?
Well, we had a store there, and we had a granary at the store. We kept the wheat and oats in.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the places in the granary where you kept the...
Bins.
You called them bins.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call it a garner?
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
That's the same thing as a bin.
What's that?
That's this box that built up in the inside of the building to pour wheat over here and oats over here in this bin and have a place to let it run out into... sack or half a bushel, whatever you want to do, out of the bins or garners. Some people call them garners, some people call them bins.
I see. How about the part over the upper part of the barn where you kept the hay?
Well, that was a barn loft.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Was that sectioned off in any way?
No, it wasn't sectioned off. Of course, they had braces and stays up in the barn. It wasn't... no partitions or anything up in the upper part. Of course, in the lower part, we had stables, what we call stables or pen for the horses and cattle, and they had one room, maybe right in the center of the barn, we called the gear room. We kept the harness and things like that in that gear room.
If you had more hay than you could get up into the loft and you pile it up outside,
we could stack it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How big could you stack that stuff?
Well, you'd put about four or five big wagon loads. That'd be about you'd haul about 3 tons of the load. You'd put about. In most stacks, you didn't want to stack them too big. You'd put about 6 to 8 ton of hay to the stack.
Mm-hmm. When you were at haying time, when you first got the hay, before you put it in, make those small piles out there.
Well, you call that shocking it. They'd call that shocking it. I've seen lots of it shocked. We never did do too much of that shocking. We'd wake it up in windrows and try to get enough men and wagons when we cut down a field of hay to rake it, and just bunch it up with, rake it in windrows, and then go along with the rake and in that windrow and pull it up in smaller bunches, about what two men could throw up on a wagon, drive between it and have two on each side throwing up on a wagon, and loading it out of those windrows, or some people might call them shocks, but they were just bunched up with a rake.
Did you ever see any kind of a haystack, a covered haystack with a wooden made with poles, where they do as many as four poles and have a sliding kind of roof on it?
No, I've seen poles put up and hay stacked around the pole, but I never did see anybody ever put a cover over them.
Uh-huh.